The magnificent Pantheon was being built in Rome and wouldn't be finished for another 150 years. Much of the city of Rome was destroyed by fire in AD 64. Emperor Nero blamed Christians for starting the fires and ordered scores of them to be killed, some say by having them thrown into an arena with lions. As a young girl, Cleopatra may have vacationed in Pompeii and Herculaneum, but 100 years after her death, these lovely seaside towns had been buried under the boiling lava of Mount Vesuvius. At least 16,000 people died when this volcano erupted in August of AD 79. After Cleopatra's suicide, Octavian appointed himself Egypt's new pharaoh and, as Rome's first emperor, he renamed himself Caesar Augustus. Some 30 years later, he became linked with the birth of Jesus Christ as recorded in the Bible. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, Luke 1:2. Although Cleopatra died young, at age 39, she is remembered as one of the most